Okay, I am going to call this meeting to order at 5:35. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Good night. Minutes from last month, as usual, they're all posted on our website. So they're recorded. So, you know, that's how we do it. We don't have somebody to write them down. So it's recorded. And if you want to listen to them, they're there for you to listen to. Any new members here?
No.
This month? No. We have a guest with us tonight, Beth. What's the name of your business, Beth? I forget.
Perfect Stitch.
Yeah. Oops.
What is Perfect Stitch? I'm a pet seamstress.
Oh.
I like animals.
She sent a gift package for my cats, and it was awesome. They love it. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do is give everybody, and we can take a minute today because we have so few people. We'll give everybody a minute, go around the room, tell us a little bit about your business or, you know, what you need from us. It doesn't have to be work. It could be an employee, some kind of connection you're looking for.
Go ahead. You're welcome to walk up into this little area so it can be on the live and the microphone, or if you don't want to, you can just stay in your seat.
That's a good idea.
That's good.
Welcome. My name is Beth. I'm with Liquidation Lady. We are at 40 River Street, North Grosvenor, in the old mill building, Tower 3, second floor. Our hours are Thursday and Friday, 12 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 5, and Sunday through Wednesday is by appointment only. You can view our items that we currently have in stock by going to our Facebook Marketplace group, Liquidation Lady. Thank you.
I'm Celeste Nelson from Girardi Insurance Services. I'm your lady when you have a claim. I'm your person to help you through the whole process and to get you taken care of. I also help direct you to our sales associates who can help you to write your best policies to give you the best protection you can possibly need.
Good evening. My name is Chris Nelson. I am the owner of System Solutions of New England, LLC. And basically what I do is I build and maintain computer networks, especially commercial. I also do home networks, wireless networks. I take care of laptops, Macs, Windows. Another thing that we do is pertinent data backups, especially for commercial, but I do residential, but mainly commercial. And all I can say to people as far as their business, the statistics show 60 to 70% of small businesses go out of business within the first year if they lose their data. So all I can say is a lot of people say, well, I'm backing it up. Couple things, you're backing it up, but is it really being backed up? Do you ever check it? Okay. And is it secure? Is it in a minute?
You can take some of Celeste's time.
Yeah. Is it secure? In other words, is it in the same side of your computer or something like that? So if there's ever a natural disaster, you're all gone. Just think about it. But anything about that or any security or whatever, you can get a hold of me and Chris Nelson, System Solutions, your trusted business technology partner.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Heather Connors. I'm a marketing communication specialist for Nathan Bolt. You guys probably all know what we do there. Glad to be coming back to these meetings. We've had to take a little hiatus. We had a lot going on, but glad to be back and plugging back into Thompson. Thank you, Beth.
Hi, I'm Vicki Julian Hughes. My husband Bob Hughes and I work together to help people to learn about money, right? Who wants to learn about money? A lot of people today are in debt. They don't understand how life insurance works. They don't understand how investments work. And we take an educational approach to teach people about how money works. Our office is in Millbury, Mass. The company's name is Primerica Financial Services. And we do a whole lot more than just teach people about money. Thank you very much.
Good evening, everyone. My name is John Zamonkey. I run Sarge's Burner Service. It's a residential oil burner service. I do cleanings, tune-ups, general repairs, and I provide emergency service for my customers, 24 hours a day. So that's about it.
Beth? Sure. What do you mean?
I'm not your
It's okay. It's
not you.
Toxic stitch. I'm a home business. I'm a pet seamstress. And they make things from bath bombs to sugar scrubs for the dogs. And lots of little blankets, cuddle sacks.
Yeah.
One of the local rescues, and I donate a lot to them.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. She sent a basket with Allie for me, and it was awesome. My cats, like, they just ripped it open, and there was all kinds of cool stuff in there. They still play with it all the time.
Her product is phenomenal. I have a dog who, if you've ever seen a dog who's been crated before, like in a cage that's too small for them, and they get the like calluses on their elbows. She gave me a scrub for that, and they're soft now. Dutch's little elephant elbows are now super soft. They're so nice. She's so happy about it.
And also can be used on your personal tattoos.
Wow.
I try to have double purpose for stuff. I like to recycle.
Thank you.
No, you did good. You did good. I usually stay in my sewing room.
David Delby, bank hometown up here in North Roosevelt. Here for all your banking needs, personal business, whatever you need. We're here to help. We're a small community bank. We're here to help our customers. That's really what we strive for. So, you know, you're not really, you can call us directly. You can email me directly, people who work there. So that's kind of what we got. So if you want to open an account or do anything, come see us. Thank you.
Allie.
I'm Allie with Allie Mack and Avicii Consulting. I am a marketing communications company. You can come to me from anything from trying to grow your social media to being connected to the right people to fill your needs. If you have a marketing need, I'm your girl. Call me anytime you need it. I'm here 100% of the time.
Jody?
Okay. So I now have two seats in the TBA, so I'm going to have fun with this one.
All right.
So for my first commercial. I'm Jody Erickson, owner of Your Page Today, LLC, and we do custom website design and development, and I've been doing that for the past 21 years. So we design, develop websites, optimize websites, and provide ongoing support and maintenance, but I have a presentation later, so I'll talk more about that. So, next. Hi, I'm Jody Erickson, and I'm a performer with Reptile Shows of New England, a family business going strong for more than 15 years. So we perform reptile shows all over New England. We do birthday parties, summer camps, schools, fairs, you name it. We perform and educate for everybody from age 0 to age 99. We're insured, we bring the show to you, and we were actually the very first reptile show company in New England a decade ago to have an online booking system, thanks to Your Page Today. Oh, thank you so much. So if you're interested in getting an actual live quote or booking a show, just visit reptileshowsofnewengland.com, cold-blooded, catch it, and see.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Brian?
Oh, come on.
Brian, you see, I can't, I have no hats, and I'm not a big fan of snakes. BTech Services, even though I'm mostly retired, but if you know somebody who would like to start a business and take over, I've been trying for 5 years to get someone. I'm here mainly to support the TBA. Also chair our Economic Development Commission. So if you have questions about that, you can ask me. Other than that, I'm done.
And my name is Dan Bennett. I'm the owner of DBC Solutions, where we transform the space you live in to a place you'll love to be in. And I keep talking about this every month because I'm so excited about it, and we keep getting a little bit closer. We're doing virtual reality walkthroughs. It's called the DBC VRE experience, or virtual reality experience. So
We'll design your new kitchen or bathroom, addition, whatever you got going on, and then we'll put you in a VR headset and let you walk around in it before you have to actually commit to the cost of construction. So we were doing some more testing today. I've invested quite a bit of money in this system, nice, very powerful laptop, and I recorded a bunch of video today of me walking around in a job that we're about to start, so it's like really starting to work good, so super excited about it. Thank you. All right. presentation time.
Do you want me to do the just walk through a VP report, or do you want me to just skip over that, or does it
matter? That's after the presentation.
Oh, it's after.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Presentation is next.
Can I just ask a question? There's no snakes in your presentation.
No.
Okay, good, because I'm a
petrified. I'll do this half.
I'll hide.
No. If I ever do anything like that, I would definitely not scare anybody.
Okay, thank you.
No.
All
right.
Guess we have to move.
Yeah, we've got to move to the side unless we want to be blinded by the light.
It won't show very good on my face.
Yeah, and actually, while this is setting up, if anybody is around Union, Connecticut, on the 19th, I'm going to be doing a show out there for Old Home Day. So if you guys want to come down and see me perform, so
come on down.
It's for Old Home Day in Union, Connecticut. I have a show there for the Reptile Show Company. Is that the right hair? That's about as bright as she's going to get, huh?
Jody, are you staying behind that desk, or are you going to turn around and face this way?
I can do.
I'm town.
Perfect. All right, so, as I said earlier, I have 21 years of experience as a web developer. I started back in 2001, and how I started the business is I created a website for my autistic son, who had been going from specialist to specialist to specialist, and every time he entered someone new, the amount of paperwork got bigger and bigger and bigger. So I created a website, and I was self-taught, and I said, geez, you know, if I can do this good, you know, being self-taught, maybe I should just go get some training and go to college. So I did. I went to BU. After that, I went to FMC, which is Future Media Concepts in Cambridge, which is where I got macromedia training. Now, just to date myself, I'm old. I've been a web developer. Macromedia bought Adobe. So I've been a web developer since before Adobe became Adobe. So yeah, a little background. Okay, so to create a website, you need several things. Domain name, registration for the domain name, a host for the website, design it, your pages, and optimize it for SEO. So this is the overview of how it all works. You know, your domain name is much like a license plate to your car. It's the identification. Your website. Your registrar is just like, you know, the registry of motor vehicles. You register your car at the registry, you register your domain with the registry. Your host is like the garage where your car sits, right? You design it. Okay, what kind of design do you want? Do you want a Porsche or a Pinto? I do.
Yeah.
Web pages, that's like your engine. How good is your engine? You know, your pages and your content, that drives, you know, how good your website is going to perform. And what kind of gas you're putting in your car? Are you optimizing your website for search engine visibility? Are you blogging? Are you adding content? Are you adding pages often? So fueling your website is extremely important. I tell everybody, don't just create a website and set it and forget it. Websites do not do well if you set it and forget it. They will actually do nothing for you. You need to work them. You need to optimize them. Add content and add content often. Google loves content. Content is king. What makes a good website? A good website attracts your ideal clientele, right? So when somebody goes to your website, they go to your website because they have a problem and they need a solution to that problem. You want to provide a solution. So you want to present yourself as, you know, what is this person's problem and how can I solve this problem? So this is just an overview of, you know, my website. You know, are you frustrated with your website that does nothing but cost money? Do you need a new website? Here's some of the solutions that I offer. You know, so if you offer solutions to your ideal clientele, they're more likely to engage your services. So then I talk about, you know, how this all works. So you'll see that this little sheet here, the process. So how I work is I'll consult with you and I'll get an idea of what you want to do for your website, how you want your website to look and what your ideal customer is, and we'll go through an initial consultation. Then I'll help you get everything set up, your domain name, your hosting package, etc. We'll talk about design, your sitemap, what pages you want, etc. Then I'll actually create a demo on my own server where you can actually see your website. You can interact with your website. We'll go back and forth a million times if you want until this website is exactly what you want it to be. Then we'll take this website live. I do offer ongoing support and maintenance, and I always tell my clients, if you hire me for blog writing, I will maintain your website for free. There's a difference between maintenance and actually updating the website content. What I mean by that is, you have a website. A website has theme files, core files, plugin files. Those need to be updated monthly, bi-monthly. They need to be updated. That's maintenance. And if it's not updated, you might as well just leave the back door of your website wide open for the hackers, because they're going to get in. So that's just an important tip for you. So the types of websites that are created are editable by the client. They'll be able to log into their own admin. They can modify their content. They can add pages. They'll be in control of their own website. I'll actually sit with them and show them how to do this as well. So they don't have to hire me for ongoing support for additions to their website. I'll actually teach them how to do it themselves. I optimize websites for search visibility. I make sure that they're secure, they're mobile friendly, and they're ADA compliant. What is ADA compliant? It's actually the law. If you have a website, it must be ADA compliant. American Disabilities Act. If it's not ADA compliant, then you could get in trouble if someone decides to sue you. So that's always very important. So just a couple of featured websites that I've done. I do custom logo design, optimize it, contact forms, all the fun stuff that I did for Sarah's website. And I do blog writing for her too. We're actually doing a revamp on Dan's site, so stay tuned. Coming very soon to a theater near you. Very soon. It's
so
99.9% ready to go, and it's going to have a nice new look. You guys are going to love it. I can't wait to showcase it.
I haven't seen anything yet.
It's awesome.
I'm excited.
I can't wait.
It is so awesome.
I also did just one PC Landscaper, so I've done so many websites over the years. I mean, so many websites. I can't even count. I just feature kind of my favorite ones. But if anybody wants to learn more about my business and you want to set up a one-to-one with me, the fun part is you get to meet this guy and become
I can't wait.
I I'm going to show you guys one more fun thing. This is cool. Let's see if I can find volume up here.
Because
it's so important. So the thing about being visible on Google, so there's two ways for you to be found on Google, and Allie knows so much about this. Guys, Allie, if you go to a website and you need marketing, go call her. She knows her stuff. So I do search engine optimization, which is the art of optimizing your website and saying, hey, Google, check out my website. I got a great website, great content. Can I be on your search engine? The other side is what she's really good at is where you pay the search engine with pay-per-click campaigns, and you say, hey, Google, you know, I want to buy these keywords, and I want to create these ads, and she's like, she runs circles around that, but she also does social media. But anyways, your website, if you want to be visible to Google organically, the more content you have, the better. The more often you add that content, the better. The more relevant that content is to the keywords you actually want to be found for, the better. Because anybody can create a website that promotes, you know, and they say, oh, I want to be found for, you know, selling hats. But the website's really selling shoes. Anybody can do that. So Google will not rank your website if the keywords and the content don't match. If they don't match up, then you're not going to be visible. So it's important to have content. And if you have competition out there and they're adding content weekly, monthly, and you're not, they're going to bump up and you're going to bump down. So.
And that's another great thing about her services is I'm not a writer. But we put two blog posts on our website every month. I pay her team to write them and optimize them and publish them between Allie finalizing them and posting them and all that good stuff.
We haven't shared on social media. But we don't just like optimize them, and then we do the metadata and the, you know, the behind the scenes, you know, HTML stuff and even keywords behind the photos and call to action. Yeah, it's a process. It's really awesome.
One more important thing is Jody has given us for our golf tournament, if anyone is looking for a website, she has given us a gift certificate, and it's going to be on our special raffle for a website. So if you're looking for a website, come on out to the golf tournament, have some fun, play, be a sponsor, get in there, you'll have an opportunity.
All right.
Nice.
Thank you, Jody. Yes, thank you. Okay. You're up again, Jody.
All right, so for the VP report, I was so consumed with my video and my presentation and my flyers that I forgot to do my report, but I can definitely say that the website is performing very well, even better than last month. The top keywords that are being searched for and found for the TBA website are, in first place was Teague. Believe it or not, Thompson Business Association is visible for those keywords. Thompson Maker Faire was in second place. Local Business Directory being right up there, which is great because we do want Thompson Business Association to be visible for Local Business Directory. That is huge. And pages that are ranking, the top four pages are obviously the home page. The next page was the Charles Knoyer Golf Tournament was in second place. The Maker Faire and then the Weekend Warrior Golf Tournament is right up there. So, yeah, great job, guys. This is that's what I got. It's performing really well. Oh, and our newest member is 413 Fitness, Alexandra Calgren. Calgren, how do you pronounce her last name?
I don't know.
Calgren. If I pronounce it wrong, I'm sorry. But she is 413 Fitness, and her website is 413-fitness.com. So
that's in the old...
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it's in the...
Yeah. No.
Right. What's her... I forget her name now.
Table and then Fit For You Studio used to be.
Fit For You. Right. She just all of a sudden packed up with her family and moved to Florida and sold the business. Yeah.
Really?
So it's the same thing, just a new name and a new owner.
Okay. Yep. So show her some love. Welcome her on Facebook. And there you go.
Hi. Kathy. I didn't see you sneak in.
I'm so sorry. Hello. I didn't know you were waving. No.
Yes. Did you sign in?
I did. Thank you.
Okay. Brian.
Okay. Membership. We are up to 70 members in the TBA. One of the new ones that Jody mentions, 413 Fitness LLC. We also have Reptile Shows of New England, which Jody also mentioned. She has a hat for that.
And
Total Steam Cleaning, that's Greg and Chris Hudzik, and we met them at the last mixer. They came to meet us and talk to us, and they did sign up and join the TBA. They do steam cleaning. They do carpets, tiling, grout. They specialize. It's one of their... things they're good at is tile and grout, and they do upholstery. So that's it. We're 30 away from our 100 goal of 100.
70 is a milestone. I love it. We still got 4 or 5 months left, right? Yeah. 4.5 months.
We can do it.
Yeah.
We can do it. Yeah.
Okay. I will do the treasurer's report now. Sandy couldn't be here tonight. So I'll just give you a quick rundown. Our main account has $3,380.18. We have one check outstanding to Winnie Radio for $80. We have $321.84 transferring from PayPal, not included in the total. Our Weekend Warrior account has $1,124.93. Our Weekend Warrior backup account has $9,109.57. Thanksgiving account has $423.80, and our golf tournament account has $5,098.12. Any questions? Moving right along. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the pool tournament is fast approaching, August 12th at 2 p.m. All proceeds are going to benefit the Weekend Warrior program. Sarah said that we still need a few more gift baskets if anybody's interested. It's a great way to promote your business. If anyone's interested in signing up for the pool tournament, again, it's August 12th at 2 p.m. There's going to be a cash bar. It's $30 a player, meals included. Chicken barbecue, I think she was saying. It's going to be awesome. You guys got to check it out. So go to tbaconnect.com, go to the website, check out the events page, and it's listed right on there. And you can register right online.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else has been down to Drafters, to any of their barbecue pit stuff in the back, but when they do that in the summer, they make some good food.
I live right down the road. I can smell it from home.
Allie.
So we opened up a physical Facebook page for TBA that is performing phenomenally. So the reach on that new Facebook, and it's only been open for about 2 months, is almost 1,000. We've hit 939 people that we're reaching every single month at the moment.
That's great. Good. So, Ellie, what's the difference? I'm sorry to interrupt. What's the difference between that physical Facebook page and then the Facebook page for the TBA that we all comment on or post on?
So that's a group. The difference between a page and a group is a group is just a designated area that's limited. So like people can see it when it's a public group, but it's only open to post and advertise to all those businesses in the area when your group is a member. Mm-hmm. And groups do not reach as far as a physical page does. A physical page allows you to message that page. It allows you to see events that page is hosting. So rather than posting in the group to say, hey, do we have any events going on this month, you can actually go right to the Facebook page for Thompson Business Association now and click on events and see a whole list of the upcoming events. They do link back to the website, so you obviously can go through the website, sign up, and you know, so on and so forth, but it actually gives you a little place to stop and interact with Thompson Business Association directly versus trying to track down any of the admins, trying to track down somebody, or digging through all of those posts. Mm-hmm. As far as our group is doing really well. Max Catering is catching up to the Vinyl Underground for most posted. They almost got them. They were one away, but our top contributor is still standing strong, the Vinyl Underground Sign Shop. Max Catering, number two. Vicky, you have placed third. Thompson Business Association has placed fourth, ironically. Sandy's in fifth place. DBC has ranked up to sixth. The Blissful Tea Party, seventh. Flawless has made it to eighth. Eva has made it to ninth. And your page today is at 10. So those are our top 10 contributors. And we have made it up to 159 posts in the last month. That's actually 28% higher than what we usually get. And that's even with our new moderations. So I did add in a few new tools for the admin assist, which does say that you need to put in 10 characters. That's just like 10 letters. It's not 10 words. Sorry, Dan. But it is just 10 characters. That helps me as the moderator assist with keeping spam out. So when you see those posts where it's like, look who died today, and some celebrity who obviously did not drown off a yacht, that helps me limit those. That helps those not come in, and it helps me filter out everything. And also, it also helps me with the members. So if you're an active member, you're more likely to talk about your business and post something versus someone who's just in there trying to advertise for free. So that is in there. That is a new tool. So when you see that pop up and it like automatically declines, it's nothing you're doing wrong. I just need 10 characters, and it's just an automatic tool.
And you could do like 10 emojis.
Yeah.
You could do like 10 smiley faces.
You can do a bunch of dollar signs. You could tag DBC to come tell you that your post is awesome and to catch up to you posting.
Yeah.
Other than that, our content's doing great. It looks like our most popular time is Friday at 3. It seems like that's when everybody's active. I don't know if maybe it's because of CGIF and we're all excited for the weekend. But that is our most active time, and it's in the last month, we're getting anywhere from 12 to 20 to 33 comments in each post. So our reach is expanding. We're showing up in public searches. And I had a few people in the Dudley area actually say the TBA group popped up in their recent feeds.
Nice.
So we're gaining more exposure and more traction. And the more we engage in it, the more people will come in and join.
And I'm sure that Allie's efforts on, you know, social media and Facebook is really helping to boost, you know, the website itself in visibility and traction. So they go hand in hand, guys. The more we post on there, the more traction we get on the website, the more people we get signing up. So
yeah. And Vicky came in third place. And I just wanted to say that I see a lot of your posts are just like motivational, like, tips, stuff like that,
great.
Which is awesome stuff. So if you're not catching what she's posting, keep an eye out for it.
Thank you.
Well, between comments and reactions, you have done 183 engagement points.
Ooh.
Between comments and reactions. So that's both liking, hearting, and commenting. So that will also increase your reach in the group itself and for your own pages. If you're advertising there as your own page, this will actually boost your reach. They go hand in hand. You're in front of another audience, and that's what you want. And that's the other thing I want to talk about tonight. When you guys see other people's business pages in there, feel free to share them, because not only are you boosting the TBA page and yours, you're also boosting theirs and everybody's engagement and raise. So it's just a win-win all the way.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you, guys.
Excellent.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you.
Great job.
Okay, we have up next is Brian again with an Economic Development Commission report.
Yeah, the town planner couldn't be here tonight. She has a meeting. It has to do with a grant she's looking at. As far as Economic Development Commission, we did not have a meeting last month. Instead, we had a meeting where the town was invited to talk about the mill, 929. We had the developer, we had Senator May Flexer, we had at least a good room full of people here. To show that the project is still on track. We got sidetracked a little bit with COVID and with ownership of some of these properties. We've had owners in the past that just let them go and get dilapidated. One of the things, we're still planning on to have residential units in there, talking about a brewery. There's going to be a center where people can use it for parties, and it should be good. It's just we're all kind of waiting. We've been talking about this since 2011, but the good news is it is in progress. The building is not going to get torn down. One other point. They, to get this whole thing to go through, they needed a reduced assessment for, I think it's 25 years. And the only way to get that, a tax assessment, the only way to get that was to put a blight ordinance in place. It's called the VAD. It's a control of vacant, abandoned, or tax delinquent structures. And we have an 8-page document. They were very careful to make it a very narrow document. It only concerns the main thoroughfare through town, 131 and 12. It does not include anything about residential, single-family homes. It's mainly downtown and buildings like 929 and the old B&B pallet, where they can get left to just rot. There's things about there about too many broken windows, but it's the old structures like that. It has nothing to do with residential. It's strictly and purposely left out because some concerns were, what if I have a disagreement with my neighbor and he turns me in because I didn't cut my grass, and it's definitely that can't happen. It's to control these structures so they don't get too run down and neglected, and we don't have another hole in the ground like at the end of 200. If anybody's interested in the whole draft of this, you can give me your email and I can email it over. But it's 8 pages, so we didn't pass that.
There's two copies there that anybody's welcome to take. I didn't want to print a bunch out to throw them in the trash at the end of the night, but we will certainly let us know. We'll write your name down. We'll email it to you. It's super important for this to happen, because that's how we're going to get that mess cleaned up over there. There's a developer. We were at the meeting, what was it, last month now, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He came here. The developer came here. They are full steam ahead doing what they have to do to clean their mess, to clean the mess up over there that was made 100 years ago, and turn that thing into 300 residential units, 60,000 feet of residential space. There's going to be brewery, restaurant, retail. They showed us some pictures, not of what that will look like, because they don't have the renderings complete yet, but they showed us pictures of other projects that they've done. This is what this company and this guy does all across the country, and it's stunning. It would look a lot better than that looks right now. And there's you look at the tax part of it, right, which is included in that. You know, the town has to give them a lot of tax incentive to make this thing happen, and there's a lot of concern about that. People are like, oh, you're going to give it to them but think about it like this. Nobody's been paying taxes on that building for 20 years, and if we don't fix it, we're never going to get any money from that building. So we could give them a little to get it done, and then over the next 20 years, it'll come back to full taxes, and what is it? Like, it's like $8 million a year or something like that.
Had tax representatives. We had a whole bunch of speakers. And like Dan said, right now we're getting nothing. So if we get something, it's better than nothing. And as it gets developed, the businesses in there will be paying taxes. The residents will be paying taxes, even if the building itself is at a reduced rate.
Right.
So there's no downside here. To prevent another hole in the ground, like we said about the building mill. I think you can see some of the minutes of this online too. I haven't looked, but I think it's up there. The other thing with EDC is, again, EDC picks annually we pick the Thompson Business of the Year. So we have one meeting next month. Hopefully we have some nominees. Now come September, we have to pick one because it's only a few days before Community Day, which is September 30th. You can get the forum online. You can get it through the TBA. You can get it through the town website. I made a few copies here. You can take one. You can take a picture of one. It's very important. It's something we do to recognize businesses in town. Not only for their longevity and, you know, being a good business, it's for what a lot of the business owners are doing to contribute to town, the betterment of Thompson, getting in on the boards and services in town and volunteering at some of the events. And if you know somebody that, you know, goes above and beyond, It would be good to get them recognized. And we award it at Community Day. They get a nice little plaque. It shows that we appreciate them, that's all. So please think about it. Take a form if you want. But otherwise, like I said, get it online. And you can send completed forms to me. And that is... Our next meeting is next month, so we'll have more news come September.
Next week? Our next week?
Yeah, I said next month.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten. It's next week.
Okay. You're good?
I'm good.
All right. Winnie Radio Report. Missy's not here tonight, but we only have one person signed up for next week. It is next week, the 12th. Allie's going. We need one more person.
I had tried to sign up, and Missy had talked to you because we were having difficulty with the website to be able to sign up.
Okay.
To do the promo about the golf tournament. Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
And Missy tried it. I tried it. We couldn't get it to work.
Okay. Well, I've had a conversation with Missy recently, and we've, switched a bunch of stuff around. She has more control of it now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, but awesome. You're up then.
Okay.
Okay. Excuse me for one second while I text Missy right now so it doesn't get missed or forgot and nobody else can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 15th,
right? Next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right now. You and you need to know. That's it. Whatever day it is, next Tuesday.
Or next month.
Yeah, it could be next month.
Yeah, next Tuesday's the 15th.
Okay. Sandy's not here to give us a weekend water report, but things are going good over there. Chris and Celeste, golf tournament report, you're up.
Well, we're still looking for
Obviously, sponsors, whether they be gold, silver, bronze, but tea sponsors, we're looking for businesses such as yourself to put together like
drawing baskets.
That's the word. Drawing baskets, so you can advertise your business or gift cards or something to your business, or you know, some a percentage off or whatever you want to do. Kenny and I went to Golfers Warehouse a couple times this past week, and we got a number of fantastic prizes. It's like I said, it's going really well as far as that. We've been talking with Mike at the raceway and had to clear up a couple things. I'm not trying to say clear up, but just make sure we're on the same page.
And Jim at the restaurant.
And Jim at the restaurant, right. But it looks like, I mean, last year we had 24 foursomes. So far, it's not set in stone, but it looks like we may have somewhere between 28 and 30 foursomes this year, which is fantastic. It just it started out from 11 the first year, and then this being the fifth year, it's, like I said, we might be hitting 30. And the maximum would be 36. So if you know anybody wants to play, it's $115 per player. A lot of the other tournaments are $125 and some even $150. And that. And you get, we have, just as every other year, $10,000 hole-in-one hole. But now this year we're trying something different, and we have a $2,500 putting contest. So it's, like I said, we have a number of other contests throughout the 18 holes. And it just, everybody every year says, we can't wait to go back next year. And that's why this just keeps building and building and building. And it's just, the group that, you know, the people that work on this put a lot of time into it. And want to thank them. But anyway, I'm sure you have something to say.
How long is the putt for $2,500?
Say that again.
How long?
60
feet?
Yep.
Just flat and straight, or is it like?
No, it's flat. It's the putting green at the raceway.
Okay, cool.
So it has to be a minimum of 60 feet.
I can't play golf. I'm going to have a new hip, 3 weeks old, but I might be able to wobble my ass up there and take a putt.
Well, it's okay. What it is it's you pay for as many tickets as you want to buy. Okay, at the end of when everybody buys them, there's only one person drawn.
Oh,
you have one shot. But it's $2,500. I mean, that's, like everybody said, that's a better chance than even getting a hole-in-one.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
And Chris is right. We can't do this without our committee of getting this work done. Literally, when we start working on this golf tournament, it's the morning after this golf tournament ends. It starts right away, and we just hit the road, and we get it running. Sometimes it's that afternoon when we're coming off the course saying, hey, Mike, are we booked for next year already? Hey, Jim, are we booked for the restaurant for next year? It's a lot of work. There's so much work. We're going to be coming into weekly meetings coming in soon. So there's a lot to be done. We, like Chris said, we're totally looking for more donations of anything that we can use for drawings. We have, if you want to be a sponsor, you can go on the TBA's website. Click on the Weekend Warrior Golf Tournament. It's our fifth annual. Click on there. You can sign up for your sponsorship. You can sign up for your foursome and get all that information. Just to let you know that we have been informed by the printer that he wants a drop-dead date for any new signs and banners to be made by September 1st. So we're coming up on that date. So if you're a new person coming in, the deadline's coming.
I have a question.
Yes.
We have, my B&I group bought a sign. His name is Nick Davio. He's just one of our members. And he stepped up to buy a sponsorship for B&I.
Mm-hmm.
When he did it online, I talked to him after, and he was like, there's nothing about like sign design or what I do. So what does that entail? What do we need to give you something?
So the signs are all one size. For a T-sign.
And the same basic design.
And the same basic design.
So, I mean, it's just, I know what they look like. What I'm saying is, do we need to give you something, or is that going to happen?
Do you have a logo for your BNI?
I mean, it's BNI logo.
Okay.
We do want it to say Auburn Prophet Rockets.
So that's what we want. We want the BNI logo and how you want the different towns that are involved in that. So you can get that to us.
Okay.
In the next few days, we'll give that over to Jeff French, who's in charge of all our signs and all our banners and all that stuff.
Okay. And while I got your attention,
yep.
Heather brought that bag full of stuffies for the goodie bags.
Yeah. We have 125 goodie bags that are going to be stacked and stuffed. Okay. Charlene has a drop-dead date for items going into that, as well as September 1st, because it gives her 2 weeks to get them all done, you know, because there's a lot of stuff that goes in those bags. So.
And if you want as a business, again, want to donate something like either pens and put those in, you're welcome to do that.
And you would leave 125 by the 1st of September?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And if for some reason you can't get them to us during one of the meetings or something, I work at Girardi Insurance. You can always drop it off at the office. You can call Chris or I or Charlene, and we can come out to pick them up from you, meet you somewhere. We're pretty flexible as much as we can.
Okay.
Nice. Thank you.
It's exciting time. Let's get ready.
Okay. We don't have much left here.
Wait, one other thing.
Oh, sorry.
And if you become a staff member to help the golf woman, you're gonna get a wicked cool shirt.
Oh, nice.
So,
do I get a staff member shirt to drive around in the golf cart?
Yes, you do.
Aww,
yes.
There you go.
And we are looking for volunteers that day, so if you see me, we need volunteers.
I'm going to be the official tournament clown, and me and my brother are going to come and just ride around in a golf cart all day and talk to people and have fun.
Bring
you cold drinks. I mean, well, water. Let's pick that.
Can I get a golf cart to race Dan?
I would win, Allie.
You have a QR code that says sign up for next year. I'm driving around trying to cut off Dan.
Okay, so we're down to special orders, which the only thing that I need to talk about, really, a couple things, the mixer coming up in September, Donahue Lawn Care, it's going to be a great event. Nick plans on really throwing a good party for us. He's going to have catered food, and he's going to, open his business to us, which is right at the end of Lowell Davis Road, right near the well drilling place. And so you're going to be able to check out his facility, all his equipment. Like I said, he's going to have catered food. It's going to be fall themed. We're going to have some warm rum and cider there for everybody to enjoy, along with other drinks. And just like any other of our mixers, it's $5 for members and $10 for non-members. And that includes two drinks and your meal. And I know Nick plans on promoting it to a bunch of other local groups that he's involved with. So we're expecting a really good turnout. We do need two gift baskets for that, and I want to say this again because I know everybody's not here every month. I had been just being like, hey, give us gift baskets, and we would get, sometimes we'd get a bunch, sometimes we wouldn't get any, but I realized that we were kind of watering it down by doing that, so we've decided that we are only going to take two baskets, two businesses for each mixer, and that way it means more. There's going to be, we had 25 people at the last one. We're anticipating more at this one. But it's a way for your business to get more attention there because we're going to stop and draw a name and talk about your business. And you can donate a basket or whatever, but you could put a gift certificate or whatever you want or a coupon or something in there, your business cards, stuff like that. So it's just another way for you to get extra attention from one of the mixers if you want.
What's the date on that, Dan?
I think it's the 12th. It's the week before the meeting next month, which that's off because we had to accommodate Nick's scheduling.
So it's the
week of the golf tournament.
It's the same week as the golf tournament.
We're going to be tired.
Yeah.
So it's...
I'm asking him right now.
Is it the 6th?
Yes, he said yes on the 12th.
It's the 12th.
He said
it's the 12th. Oh, the day before. Yeah,
the day before the meeting, right. And then for the mixer after that, which will be in November... October, yeah. I haven't found a host yet. I haven't even started looking, but I'll put it out here first. If anybody's interested in doing that, if anybody wants to draw more attention to their business and host a mixer, let me know and we'll talk about the details.
Maybe we can get the new brewery.
That's a possibility. I don't know if they're ready to open exactly when, but October is going to be close, so
yeah.
We'll see. That's a good point. I can ask her. If anybody doesn't know about that, we have a brewery coming to town.
Does the host just find a venue and then that's what we do, or does it have to be like
right? If you have a venue, and that if you have a brick and mortar location and you want to do it there to draw attention to your business, great. If you don't and you want to do it, you can find a venue.
If people don't volunteer, we ask.
Okay.
Right. So that will be my thing. I'll go to the restaurants. I know Hanks hasn't done one yet, so that's who I was going to ask this time. But if anybody wants to take that spot before it's gone, let me know. Does anybody have any announcements they would like to make? Any special events or anything? Oh, Kathy, take a minute to tell us about your business.
Oh,
before we close out here, because you weren't here in the beginning.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Do you want to be on the live?
No, I'm good. Thank you. sorry, related. I get stuff at work. So actually, it's my first day back from vacation in Texas. I really don't have a lot to say, but I am the Holiday Inn Express in Auburn. We're a hotel, and we do a lot of business out here in Thompson. So I am trying to get more business from the new wedding venue in the center of Thompson, and then there's another wedding venue over by the dam.
Mm-hmm.
So I go by there often and drop stuff off, but I've never been able to really talk to anybody, so if anybody has any connection there, that would be great. But that's all I have to say about Thompson, so thanks.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Now we'll draw Business of the Month. Jody, seeing she was Business of the Month last night, the last month?
Yeah, we're all off today. I don't
Liquidation Lady! Alright! So, if anybody doesn't know, the benefits of being Business of the Month, the only way you can be Business of the Month is by coming to a meeting, putting your card in the box. The benefits are, you're featured on the website for the month, your business goes on the electronic billboard in front of the town hall for the month, you get the opportunity to do a 10-minute presentation at next month's meeting. Is that all of the benefits? Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Yeah. Okay.
You don't want to do the presentation?
What is there to do? Talk after.
Okay.
And if you're lucky, I can help you. The billboard gets locked up on the weekend.
And you stop.
And you stay there all weekend.
Yeah, right?
Bring those purple outfits in.
I know.
Okay, if nobody else has any announcements or anything, I'm going to adjourn this meeting at, what time is it?
6:27.
Super early tonight. Thank you, guys.
Hey, the older mixer over at Brian's house. He said it's okay.
Thanks, Chris.